Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Brian Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-27-22, Mr. Carroll performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the NLH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility in the patient's left with a normal pulmonary function, period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, period, compared to a study dated 7-20-21. There's been improvement in the preoperative in the pre-bronchodilator study, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Brian Carroll. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-27-22, Mr. Carroll performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient achieved 224 meters in 6 minutes. At the end of the study, the saturation was 95%, period. At 3 minutes and 16 seconds, the patient paused due to being lightheaded with slight pain in his chest. He rested, and then he said he felt better and continued on. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Concern regarding chest discomfort during the study period would suggest a cardiac evaluation. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schmidt. This goes to Dr. Scott Ross. On 10-27-22, Mr. Schmidt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-18-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gene, J-E-A-N-N-E, Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 10-27-22, Mrs. Krause performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6-8-22. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Hal Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Justin Asbury. On 10-27-22, Mr. Rabin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a six-minute walk test on same patient, Hal Rabin. This goes to Justin Asbury. On 10-27-22, Mr. Rabin performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 326 meters in 6 minutes. At that time, the saturation was 95%, period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. On 10-27-22, Mr. Walton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There's a very severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 6-23-22, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Claire Cowan, C-O-W-E-N. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop. On 10-27-22, Mrs. Cowan performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. The patient achieved 112 meters in 6 minutes, and at that time, her saturation was 97%, period. However, she did pause at 2 minutes and 37 seconds when her saturation dropped temporarily to 87%, period. She rested for 2 minutes and then was able to continue on with a saturation of 97%, peritoneal impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.